So today we're going to talk about setting our minds on the things above.
好，那我们今天要分享的主题是要思念天上的上面的事。
Before we begin, how about let's start with the Word of God and starting from Colossians chapter 3, from verse 1 to verse 4.
好，那我们在开始之前的话，好不好？我们一起来读一下神的话语。那我们今天要读的神的话语是在格罗西书的第三章一到四节。
Since there are only four verses, why don't we all read out loud together? I'm going to read in English first, and Yihan is going to read in Chinese later.
既然只有四节的话，好不好？我们一起来同声来读。George 弟兄先用英文来读，然后接着我来用英文中文来读。
That's all read together. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is our life, let's all read together. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We talk about that we should set our minds above.
好，我们现在讨论的是，我们要把我们的思念，要思念在天上的事。
The word setting our mind above, setting mind does not mean we don't think about it.
这里讲的思念天上的事，并不是说好像我们不要思念，完全不要思念地上的事。
In the English translation, it says set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth.
而这讲的是我们要思念天上的，而不是思念地上的。
And when we say set our mind, it doesn't mean we don't think, but it's more like a frame of mind or the foundation of our vision.
我们这讲的思念不是说我们不要思考，我们在思念的话主要是指的是思路的框架或者是一个视野的基础。
Or the starting point of your thought, your driving force, your attitude of life.
也或者是说我们思想的一个出发点，或者生命的一个动力，我们生命的一个态度。
It does not mean you don't plan for your practical daily life.
并不是说好像我们日常生活中我们不需要做任何的安排。
It does not mean we don't manage with our well thought out plan.
也不是说我们在做任何的事情上我们不需要有周全的安排。
It does not mean we can ignore our logical thinking for the business on this earth.
也不是说我们在考虑世界上的事情的时候我们不需要有任何的逻辑的思考。
If that's the case, we couldn't be creative.
如果真是如此的话，那我们没有办法做创新。
And then we couldn't go to work and we couldn't go to school.
我们没有办法去上班，也没办法上学。
And we have no wisdom and no knowledge to manage our family, to lead the society and the country.
我们也没有办法能够很好的带领我们的家庭，带领我们的社会。
It is God's will for us to live with a purpose, with a meaning, with a sense of obligation for the society.
是神的旨意，神让我们在这个地上活得有价值，有意义，有责任。
It is God's desire for us to have compassion and love towards the people around us.
也是神的旨意，他要我们对我们周遭的人有爱。
And therefore, we need to be considerate of other people's feeling. Otherwise, we couldn't be compassionate.
所以我们在生活中做决定的时候，我们还是要考虑到人家的感受。
And therefore, we have to think about others.
我们还是需要考虑大家的想法。
And yet right here saying that we have to set our mind above, it means
这里我们是说的要把我们的我们要思考天上的事。
We no longer have a self-centered perspective and viewpoint when we live on this earth.
只是说我们在世界上的时候，我们不能再有一个以自我为中心的这样的角度来看待问题。
We have a different understanding of the things happening on this earth from the reference point from above.
我们在考虑在我们周围在地上所发生的事情的时候，我们是从天上的角度来看待。
I no longer care how other people may judge me.
他说的是我们不再在乎别人是怎么样的来看待我们。
Even other believers or other churches, how they may view us.
我们甚至于也不再在意其他的信徒教会的信徒如何来评论我们。
Will I be embarrassed? Will I be looked down if I do say this and do that?
我们不再考虑说我们如果这样做的话会不会被人评论会被人看不起。
But rather how God would view me or view us.
我们所看重的是神如何看待我们。
And what does it mean if I do this for the sake of the kingdom of God?
我们所关注的是如果我们这样做的话对神的国度有什么样的意义。
And therefore if we understand the meaning of setting our minds above, then we need to ask a question.
所以如果我们要能够知道什么是十年上面事的话上面的事的话我们就要问这样的一个问题。
What are the things above?
那这上面的事到底是指的哪些事情呢?
And how would those things become our frame of mind?
啊为什么那样的事情是成为我们事业的一个基础?
And how would they become our driving force for our daily life?
那样的事情为什么会成为我们每天生活的动力?
In the book of Colossians,Paul referring those things above as the following.
在哥罗西书中，保罗把上面的事说成包括以下几项。
First, it means who we are.
他第一讲的上面的事就是我们到底是什么样的人。
A very well-known author, Shirley Hendricks, says,
一个非常知名的作家 Shirley 他这样说道。
If we know who we are,We know what to do.
如果我们知道自己是谁的话，我们才知道我们自己要做什么。
My nephew grew up in West Coast.
我的侄女，我侄女啊，侄侄 niece or nephew.
Niece. My niece grew up in California.
啊，我的侄女呢是在加州长大的。
Because it's close to Asia, she has a lot of opportunities to go to Asia.
因为他在加州的话离 亚洲很近所以他有很多的机会到亚洲去。
And whenever she was in Taiwan or China or Hong Kong,
他每次到了台湾到了中国大陆到了香港的时候
she eats,
他到处去吃不同的美食
she shops,
他逛街去买东西
she eats another day,
他又再吃
and she shops another day,
再去逛街
and window shopping is her pleasure in life.
对他来说好像这个吃喝逛街是一个非常开心的事。
However, ever after she was hired in the procurement department of a fashion clothing store in West Coast,
但是自从他被美国一个服饰公司的这个采购部门所录用以后
and her job is to shop and go to Asia stores and try to acquire fashion goods for American companies.
他的工作的内容就是要到亚洲去，要去看看在亚洲有什么流行的服饰可以采购，给公司采购过来。
She has been assigned a job description is to find out what is the most trendy fashion in Asia.
他的工作的内容就是要去看一看在亚洲的街上最流行的服饰是什么样的。
And then go to the clothing manufacturer making orders and purchase them and so it can be imported to America.
他发现了最流行的服饰以后就会在当地找工厂来生产然后就会运到美国来销售。
I believe this is a dream job for many girls.
我想这对很多女孩子来说是一个非常一个美好的一个工作。
However,Once she realized that's her job,
但是很有意思的是，当她意识到那是她的工作以后
，It changes her when she arrived in Asia.
她到了中国，她的感受就不一样了。
She still eats.
她在那里还是吃还是
？She still shops.
她还在那里逛街。
But all of a sudden, with a different eyesight.
但是一下子她的心态、她的视角就不一样了。
She start to watch what other girls are wearing.
她的视点就放在周围女孩子的身上看看她们穿什么样的服饰。
In the past, she doesn't have much money, so each time when she goes to the store, she only does window shopping. She doesn't buy anything.
那以前的话她钱不多所以她去商店的话她只是去看一看很少买。
But now, wherever she goes, she checks for the price tag.
现在就不一样了，他每次去的话，他不但看好的看的服饰，他还看看价钱如何。
Her focus is different now.
他的关注点焦点已经变了。
Because her identity is changed.
因为他的身份有了改变。
Queen Esther in the Old Testament,
在旧约圣经当中，以斯帖。
When she was reminded she was not only an earthly queen,
她被提醒她的身份不再只是地上的一位皇后而已
but also a deliverer for her own people.
她更加是神所安排的一个解救以色列人的一个救星。
All of a sudden she changed because of this reminding.
就是因为这样的一个提醒，提醒她的身份的改变，她整个人就变了。
She became very courageous.
她变得非常的勇敢。
And at the end, she saved and delivered entire Jewish race.
而到了最后，她拯救了整个的犹太民族。
It's because of she understand who she is and her identity.
那是因为她了解她自己真正的身份，她知道她是谁。
And this divine calling of her identity become the driving force of her earthly behavior.
这从上面的召唤告诉她是什么样的身份，成为她每日生活的动力。
Then how about us? We believers of Jesus Christ on this earth.
对我们来说是不是也同样如此？我们是信主的人。
There are a few points we can find out who we are from this passage.
我们也从我们刚才读的圣经当中，我们也看看我们的身份如何。
First, that we have been raised with Christ.
第一，我们已经与基督一同复活。
We have been accepted by God.
我们也被神所接纳。
Because we have been raised with Christ, and our life now is hidden with Christ in God.
因为我们与神一同复活，我们也被神所接纳，所以我们的身份已经藏身主里。
The tense here is a perfect past tense.
这里的这个时态是用一个过去时。
Means it is already complete. This is our identity. We don't need to do anything else. We don't need to earn our identity. We have already been raised.
这表示我们已经有了我们的身份，我们不需要再做任何事情去获取这样的身份。
We have security. We are secured and safe.
我们的身份是稳固的，有保障的。
What does it mean security?
什么是意思是有保障的意思是如何呢？
I happen to know a few rich families in Brazil and China.
我正好认识几位在中国或者在巴西的有钱人。
When I watch their life, I realize they constantly contemplating how may they shift and transfer their asset and bank account to America.
我发现他们总是在思考，他们如何把他们的资产能够转移到美国来。
Because the economy in China and Brazil are not stable.
因为他们意识到在不论在中国或在巴西那里的经济社会是不稳定的。
And yet once they transfer their asset and property in America, they feel secure.
当他们把他们的资产从中国或者巴西转到美国以后，他们就感到有了保障。
IBM engineers,We feel great uncertainty when working in the company in nowadays.
我想我们在 IBM 做工程师的，我们也同样，我们在公司当中，我们觉得我们缺乏保障，缺乏稳定。
If, of course, those hardware engineers who are sitting there, they can concur. We don't really know whom we will be work for in the next few months or even years.
我想我们在这里所有这些硬件的工程师我们都可以来证明这一点。我们真的是不知道在接下来几个月我们会给谁来上班工作。
There's no security, there's no certainty.
我们没有这样的确定性，我们没有保障，我们没有稳定。
Jewish at the time, they feel there's a great insecurity in their heart.
在当时的犹太人他们也没有感受到有稳定性。
Because they really don't know how much they should obey and follow the law in order to earn God's approval.
因为他们不知道他们该如何去做，做到多少才能够被神所接纳。
And they try all their might to try to find their security in God.
他们竭力去思想什么样怎么样做才能够被神所接纳。
Actually, in the modern time, we are doing the same thing.
我想即使在我们现代的时代我们也有同样的问题。
Because we don't know what's coming.
因为我们并不知道在前面等待我们的是什么。
We don't know our identity and value in this universe.
我们并不知道在这个社会当中我们的身份我们的价值如何。
We don't know what will happen to us after death.
我们也不知道人死了以后等待我们的是什么。
And therefore we seek for philosophy.
所以我们去寻找各样的哲学。
And seek for different religion.
或者是各样的宗教。
Because we worry, we don't know where should we anchor ourselves to.
因为我们不知道我们的未来将如何，我们不能不知道我们把我们生命的锚该抛在何处。
And yet, to us believers, we are secure. This is a perfect past tense. We are already in Christ.
但是对于我们信主的来说，我们已经是属于神的，我们已经有了这样的确据。
We are already in God who is eternal.
我们已经是和永恒的神在一起。
And therefore, we can live with confidence, with security.
所以我们可以有信心，有确据，有稳定有保障的生活。
No matter what happened to me on this earth,
不论在我们生在这个世界上有什么样的事情发生，
I'm with God and I will be with God.
我和神在一起，我们也将和神在一起。
The second point that show us our identity is that we are dead. We are dead to this world.
关于我们的身份的第二点是，我们已经向这个世界死了。
What does it mean we are dead to this world?
何谓向这个世界死了呢？
It means the ruler or the prince of this world can no longer have any intimate relationship with us.
那就表示这个世界的黑暗的权势已经没有办法再和我们有密切的关系。
Satan cannot blackmail us.
撒旦已经不能再勒索我们了。
Because we have no relationship with Satan.
因为我们已经和撒旦再也没有任何的联系。
And Satan couldn't manipulate us.
撒旦也不能再来操纵我们。
Because our name is no longer under the control of his controlling book.
因为我们的名字已经不在他所掌管的册子之上。
We are dead to the world. Our name has been crossed out from his jurisdiction.
我们已经在这个向世界已经死了，我们已经不属于他所掌管的世界当中。
To the spiritual law of the universe, we have no more tied to the penalty of our sins.
所以对属灵的世界来说，我们对我们的和我们的罪，我们已经没有这样的关联。
For the sin has the penalty of sin has already been paid.
因为我们的刑罚已经偿还了。
And therefore, we don't need to worry about this.
所以我们不再需要担心刑罚。
There is no more bondage of guilt feeling that can threat our mind and our daily living.
我们也没有任何的事情可以缠绕我们的心，使我们恐惧。
Just like if you made a traffic violation.
就像你好像开车有违规以外一样。
If you have already paid the penalty of violation.
如果你已经因为违规已经付了罚款的话。
The court has no longer has any power over you.
那这个法庭对你就没有任何的说服力。
And to us, our sin, the penalty of our sin has already been paid. It's clear.
对我们来说，因为我们的罪的债已经被偿还了。
Yet we need to realize our sin nature still remains in us almost everywhere.
但是我们必须要知道，我们的罪性还是仍然存在。
The thing is, the root of its power supply, its life supply has been cut off.
对我们罪所他联系的这个根已经被砍除了。
And therefore, there is no more bond. Our sin nature can no longer receive any nutrition to keep it alive.
所以我们的罪性就得不到更多的喂养，它就会死掉。
Imagine, perhaps you have seen, those ivy can climb up to the house or a building.
你可以想象一下，有些那种像常春藤可以在房屋上爬。
Or perhaps it can go around a big tree.
或者是它会绕着树来爬。
And cover them with all its ivy leaves.
所以你整个的树或整个的房屋都会被这个常春藤的这个叶子所遮住。
If you just let keep on going, ivy will eventually choke the tree to death.
如果你允许这样长城藤一直的蔓延的话，你会发现这长城藤会最后会让这个树窒息而死。
If you keep on allowing ivy to grow over house building,
如果你让这个常春藤来爬你的房屋的话，
it will eventually cause structure damage.
也会造成你的房屋的损坏。
It seems to be an impossible task to clear those ivy.
好像看起来很难去把整个的这些常春藤给清除掉。
Because it will keep on growing no matter where you cut.
因为不论你从哪一段剪的话，它会不停的生长。
However, if you cut its roots,
但是如果你砍断它的爬藤的根部的话，
then the things above can be easily dealt with.
那所以这上面的这些藤的话，就可以很容易的可以解决。
Because there is no more life supply to its root, its life supply.
因为根被砍断的话，这些藤就没有得到生命的供养。
Yes, indeed, our old self, our sin nature still remain in us.
没错，我们的旧的生命或者老我的罪性，我们仍然存在。
But its life source has been cut. The penalty has been paid.
它的根部的这些能力的来源已经被切断，我们的罪已经被偿还。
And our new life now is in Christ. We are connected with a superpower new life source that is Jesus Christ.
我们的新生命是和神和主耶稣在一起，是一个完全新的生命的源泉。
Paul said the old self will be swallowed up by the new life which is connected to Christ.
保罗也告诉我们说，我们旧的生命会也会过去，我们的新生命和神在一起会重新来。
And this new life will help us to be lifted, to grow, and to go upwards.
我们的新的生命会向上提升，向上成长。
And therefore, we can have security, we can have a hope.
也正因为如此，我们会有确据，我们会有永生的盼望。
The third point that brings us to know who we are and our identity is that we belong to Christ.
第三点就是我们已经属于主耶稣。
Obama's wife, Michelle.
我们知道美国总统奥巴马的太太 Michelle.
She can wear whatever she wanted in the past.
过去的话，她可以想穿什么就穿什么。
Whatever she feel comfortable.
不论她觉得什么穿起来舒服，她就可以穿什么。
She can do whatever she wants and wherever she goes.
她想做什么可以做什么，她想去什么地方也可以去什么地方。
However, ever since she became the first lady of America,
但是自从她成为了总统夫人以后，
everything changed.
一切都发生了改变。
Because she is the most intimate person to the president of United States.
因为她和美国的总统是最亲密的人。
Even though she is not the president herself,
尽管她自己并不是总统，
yet she has the most intimate relationship with the president.
但是她和总统却最亲密的关系。
And therefore, wherever she goes,
所以不论她去什么地方，
she need to be properly dressed.
她必须穿着得体。
Wherever she appear with the president,
每次她和总统一起出现的时候，
she need to wear properly and show her glory and grace to others.
她必须穿着得体，秀让世人看到他的雍容华贵。
Because every camera and every paparazzi, they are waiting to capture her pictures.
因为所有的这些媒体，所有的报章杂志，都在等着要来照到他的一面。
We believers, we are the body of Christ.
我们作为我们信徒来说，我们是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
我们的教会也是基督的身体。
We belong to Christ.
我们属于主耶稣基督。
We are the new bride of Jesus Christ.
我们也是主耶稣基督的新妇。
And when one day Jesus disclosed himself and displayed his glory and manifest himself as the king to the universe,
有一天基督要在天地宇宙中彰显他自己作王的身份。
Well,will amaze us is that we too, we will be displayed before the universe.
而让人感到很惊讶的是，我们也会和他一同的显现。
The universe will look at us and examine us.
这个整个世界也会看着我们，也会来检视我们。
And we will appear in the universe with Christ in glory because we are his bride.
我们在这个宇宙当中，我们也会和 主耶稣基督一同在荣耀中显现，因为我们是他的心腹。
And therefore, before the coming of that day,
所以在那日要来到之前，
Let us get rid of anything filthy,
要把我们身上所有的不相配的一些污秽除去，
Anything unworthy of the glory,
任何的一切和荣耀不配的，
Rid of them,
我们要把那些污秽除去。
Because we want to present ourselves worthy of our bridegroom.
因为我们要能够穿上我们的新衣服和我们的身份相称。
And let's wait for that day.
让我们一起来等候那日。
And therefore, we need to have a preparation for the glorious day.
所以我们要为那荣耀的那日做好准备。
The second thing that will be in our mind.
啊，那第二天。
Is that we need to bear fruit.
我们要能够来结果子。
Not only bearing fruits of the spiritual characters, the holiness and loving and spiritual fruits in our identity.
啊，不单只是好我们讲的是圣灵的果子，也不单只是好讲说我们有个圣洁。
It also means we need to bring people to Christ.
我们讲的结果子，同样也代表了我们要把人引到神的面前。
A few years ago, my brother went to Shenzhen in China.
啊，几年前我哥哥去了深圳。
And one day he went to a mall waiting for a friend.
有一次呢，他在一个商场等朋友。
However, after quite some time, the friend didn't show up.
但是等了很久，结果他的朋友还没有出现。
As he was waiting,
啊，就在他等候的时候
，there is a fortune teller right next to him.
啊，在他边上就有一位算命的师傅。
Realize he, this person got nothing to do, just standing there waiting.
啊，这个算命师看到我哥哥在里没有什么好做的，就没有什么事情做。
So this fortune teller approached my brother, say, "Hey, Mister."
啊，所以这个算命的就跑来对我哥哥说，哎，先生。
I have some bad news for you. You don't look good.
他说，哎呀，不好，你看起来不太好。
There's something, there's a darkness on your forehead.
啊，说你的印堂有发黑。
And not only that.
啊，不但如此。
Your nose is really big.
啊，你的鼻孔放大。
So you may have some bad thing happening to your life pretty soon.
啊，我知道在你的生活当中马上就会有问题。
Not only that, because of your big nose, you're not able to keep any money.
啊，不但如此，因为你的鼻孔放大的话，所以你也没办法能够保住你的财。
Let me help you to find out your fate. Perhaps we can change your life. I can change your life.
好不好？让我来帮你算一命，也许还可以给你改运。
And my brother looked at him and smiled.
啊，那我哥哥听了以后就笑笑的对他说
：“I bet you, you cannot know my fate.”
他说：“我保证你没有办法能够算我的命。
”I bet you there's no way for you to know anything about my life.
我保证你没有任何的办法可以知道我的生活生命。
Because my name is no longer on the book of the king of hell.
因为我的名字已经不在阎王的名单上。
My name has been transferred from that book to the book of life.
因为我的名字从那个阎王的名单上已经到了另外的一个本子上。
And the fortune teller was amazed.
而这算命的师傅听了以后觉得非常的吃惊。
Because no one ever has given him such a reply.
因为从来没有人会这样的去回答他。
Then my brother continued.
我哥哥继续接着说。
That particular book is called the Book of Life.
啊，另外的那本册子的名字叫《生命册》。
Do you want to know how may you transfer your name from the Book of Death to Book of Life?
你想不想知道如何可以把自己的名字从死亡册上改到生命册上？
And this fortune teller was speechless.
啊，这算命师他愣了一下，他无话可说。
Then he nodded his head.
他接下来他点了点头。
Then my brother started to preach gospel to this fortune teller.
啊，接着我的哥哥就开始跟他传福音。
The reason why my brother is able to interact the fortune teller in such way.
啊，我想我哥哥之所以可以和这位算命师有这样的应对。
Because he set his mind on the things above.
是因为他的脑海里常思念的是上面的事。
Not only he knows who he is, so he is secure.
他不但知道自己是谁，他不但因为知道自己是谁而感到有这样的确据。
He also has a mission mind, knowing that the things above, including letting other people know about gospel.
他也知道神有这样的一个给他一个使命，就是要能够传福音结果子的使命。
And therefore, that thing determined his behavior.
也就是因为他的这样的一个认知，决定了他的行动。
The beginning of this year, for those of us who work in IBM, we start to hear rumors.
在今年一月份的时候，我们在 IBM 工作的，我们都听到了很多的一些传言。
We start to hear the layoff is coming.
我们听说裁员要来了。
There's a great uncertainty in people's heart.
在每个人的心中有很多的不确定。
I too, I'm a little faith. I have little faith.
我也同样如此，我也有小信。
And therefore, I make a phone call to the West Coast Mission Organization.
所以我就给在西岸的宣教机构有这样的一个电打了一个电话。
I talk to the pastor. I say, Pastor,
我告诉牧师说
there is a big layoff coming in the town I'm living in.
在我们住的这个地方会有一个很大的变动。
And therefore, I would like to on hold of our mission participation.
所以我对这个宣教的参与的话呢，可能要暂停。
Until the dust is settling down, and I know whether I will continue to have a job, and whether my team member will continue to have a job or not, then we decide whether we are going to mission or not.
我们必须要等到一切都尘埃落定的时候，我才可以知道我有没有被裁员，或者我的同工有没有裁员，这样我们才可以做下一步的计划。
But when I hang up the phone,
但是我挂上电话以后
I realize I'm putting the cart before the horse.
我做的事情就是一个本末倒置的事情。
The things above should be the motivation and the frame of mind for the things I plan for.
上面的事情应该是我一切计划的根据，也是我一切的思想的源头。
I should not depend on the things happening on earth changes my goal and my value in God's kingdom.
我不应该依据着我们地上的事情的改变来决定我们上面事情的进行。
Therefore, soon I made an announcement to the church and also I talked to the pastor in West Coast.
所以很快的我就跟教会有这样的一个公布，也和西部的宣教机构的牧师也打了电话。
I said, I will be going to mission.
我告诉大家说，我会去今年夏天的宣教。
And I will plan my vacation and my work accordingly.
我会因为我们这样的一个去宣教的计划来准备我的休假的时间和我的工作的安排。
You may ask me, have I ever considered whether I will be laid off or not?
你可能会问我说，我有没有从来有没有过想过会被裁员这样的事情？
Of course I do.
当然我有想过。
And I was busy updating my resume.
我也很忙碌的有去来更改我的修改我的简历。
I busily checking whether there is any job out there that can match my skill.
我也有去寻找看有没有别的工作适合我的背景。
I think about the tuition I need to pay for my children.
我也有思考我要怎么样去为自己的小孩子付学费。
I thought about the financial standing for our church.
我也想过我们教会的这财务的状况。
And however, all of this consideration and planning is according and depend on the things above.
但是我所有的这些考虑都是以上面的事情为出发点。
And I have the perspective from the heavenly view.
我看事情的观点是从上面的观点而来。
When we put our mind for the things above,
当我们思念上面的事情的时候
，Knowing our identity，
当我们知道我们的身份的时候
，Knowing that we should bear fruit，
知道我们要来结果子
，Then we will do accordingly，
我们就会因此去行。
Thirdly，
第三点
，There is a fullness and supremacy of Christ，
基督有一切的丰盛，他也是一切的掌管。
When we realize we need to live our life like Christ,
当我们知道说我们要活得像主耶稣基督一样
，to testify His love and holy character,
我们要来为他的爱、为他的圣洁来做见证
，so that others will in turn come to Christ because of our testimony.
因为我们所做的见证可以把他人带到主的面前。
When we really think this way, we will realize this is a quite difficult task.
当我们真的想这样去做的时候，我们就意识到，哇，真的是不容易做到。
There are things on this earth I just couldn't give up.
在世界上就是有些东西我没有办法舍弃。
There are some people I just couldn't love.
在世上就是有些人我实在是没有办法去爱。
I just couldn't stand the way that person talks.
我就是没有办法去忍受这人的说话。
I just couldn't stand her value.
我没有办法能够忍受她的价值观。
There are things make me afraid, make me to have a great fear of my living condition.
而有很多事情会让我害怕、担忧、担忧我的生活的状况。
Under such circumstances,
在这样的情况下
how can I live out a life of Christ?
我们如何才能活出像主耶稣基督一样的生命？
How can I bring people to Christ?
我们怎样才能够去感染他人，把人带到主的面前？
Yet, in the book of Colossians, Paul told us,
但是我们知道保罗在哥罗西书中这样告诉我们。
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, next slide.
在哥罗西书的第二章第十节这样说道
For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form, and in Christ, you have been brought to the fullness. He is the head over every power and authority.
他也说到，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Wow! If we realize we are with Christ,
当我们知道我们是在神主耶稣里面的时候，
and we have a very intimate relationship with him,
我们和主耶稣有这样亲密的关系的时候，
and he has the authority and the power of everything on this earth,
他如果有丰盛，他是一切执政掌权的元首。
It will bring forth two transformation in us.
他就会让我们的生命发生转变。
First,
第一
we then know how to deal with difficulty.
我们就能够面对，知道怎么样去面对地上的挫折困境。
We know how to deal with frustration and failure.
我们也知道怎么样，当我们生命中有挫折的时候，有失败的时候，我们怎么样去对面对。
Because if Christ is in control,
因为如果我们知道主耶稣基督他是在一切上面掌权的话，
and we know he loves us,
我们也知道他爱我们，
then everything happened to us is permitted by him.
那我们就知道我们所遇到的一切的难处在神在基督都是被允许的。
Sometimes we are so unwilling to depart from our loved one.
有些时候我们会舍不得离开我们所爱的人。
And it's so hard for us to move away our familiar places.
或者离开我们一个熟悉的环境。
However, if we know Jesus is in control,
但是如果我们知道主耶稣是在一切事上掌权的话，
our manager, our professor, our teachers, our parents, everyone who is in authority is under his control.
无论是我们的老板或者我们的教授或者我们的父母，一切在地上掌权的其实都在神的掌管之下。
If we have been asked to move,
如果我们被要求离开的话，
It will be God's plan.
这是神的旨意。
We have been dispatched and transferred to other place by God's will for our own spiritual growth or for God's kingdom.
我想如果我们被要求离开一个地方的话，那是神的旨意，也许是为了我们个人的好处，也或者是为了神国的好处。
Perhaps we encounter some situation that will really put us in a truly depressed mode.
也许有时候我们就遇到一些事情，让我们的心里非常的沉重。
Perhaps this is God's way to wake us up.
这也可能是神的方法，能够让我们属灵的心能够心清醒。
To let us know our true condition of our spiritual poverty.
他让我们知道我们属灵的真实的状况，让我们属灵生命的贫困。
To lead us to go back to Christ, to ask, to seek the fullness of him.
他也可以因此把我们能够带到主的面前，让我们向主来寻求主的一切的丰盛。
And sometimes we realize and we do see the calamity not only happen to a person, but also to the entire family, or even to a point to the entire community or the entire country.
有时候我们可以看到这件事情可能不单是临在某个人的身上，也可能在他整个家庭或整个地区、整个社会。
This could be the beginning of the good news.
但是我们却要知道，这也许可能正好是福音的门的开始。
Because only in the darkness, people can see the candlelight.
因为只有在黑暗当中的时候，人们才可以看见烛光的亮。
If we don't go through calamity as a group,
如果我们不是一起来经历患难的话，
people in the community may not even consider the meaning of life and the meaning of eternity.
我们大家可能就看不到，也不会思考永恒的意义。
And we believers have no opportunity to persuade others to follow Christ.
我们作为信徒来说，我们也就没有办法能够来让见证主耶稣基督的生命。
And sometimes we were put into a situation we need to constantly to deal with someone who is unreasonable.
啊，也许在我们在这样的环境当中，我们可能要和一些我们认为不可理喻、很有固执的人相处。
We couldn't stand and we couldn't escape.
我们会受不了，我们有时候可能连躲都躲不掉。
Only until then we realize what God has done.To my old life before.
也只有在那个时刻，我们才可以真正的明白神是在我们生命当中做了什么样的工。
Only then we realize God has dealt with me with great patience before.
也只有在那个时候，我们才可以知道神对我们是如何百般的忍耐。
He keeps on waiting. He kept on waiting, waiting for me to repent.
他不断的等待我们，等待我们的悔改。
And loved me unconditionally.
没有任何条件的来爱我们。
And now, today, we are in Christ.
如今我们在基督里。
Then we should use the same love and same patience to treat people like that.
我们就要用同样的爱、同样的爱心去对待我们周遭的人。
Because this is how we were saved.
因为这是我们如何被接纳、被拯救。
And today, we actually represent Christ.
如今我们在人的面前，我们代表的是主耶稣基督。
We can ask Christ to give us the same love so we may love others.
我们可以向主耶稣基督去支取爱，也因此我们才可以向周遭的人来表达我们的爱。
Our understanding of our human relationship no longer stay on this earth.
我们对人际关系的认知不再停留在这个属世的事上。
But rather we are in Christ and we represent Christ.
我们在主属于主，我们在主里面。
And therefore, we showed His character to the people we are dealing with.
因为我们代表了主，所以我们可以把主的这样的特质能够显现出来。
And if you endure,
如果你忍耐的话
，to truly understand what is the long suffering of love,
你就可以知道爱所代表的长久的忍耐、很久的忍耐是什么样的意义。
Then perhaps,
也许
by the mercy of God,
因为神的恩典怜悯
the other party will come to realize you have a different type of love.
你周遭的人就可以感受到你有完全不同的爱
Your love is not earthly love.
你的爱不是属世的爱
Then they will come and seek for Christ.
他们就可以因此可以来到主的面前来寻找他。
And Jesus will receive the glory because your behavior.
因为你所做的一切，主耶稣基督也能够得到他当得的荣耀。
Sometimes we encounter the things it's beyond our ability.
有些时候，我们所遇到的事情可能会超过我们的能力。
Perhaps that's God's way of dealing with us.
我想这也可能是神的一个办法来对付我们。
To a point we say, God and people, I'm not able.I don't have the ability. I just don't understand.
在那个时候，我们也许会承认我们没有能力，我们不明白。
I'm limited.
我是非常有限的。
I need wisdom from above.
你可以意识到我们需要基督的能力。
And we were pushed to be humble.
我们感到在那个时候，我们是非谦卑不可。
Many times Christians we talk about humble.
很多时候我们作为基督徒我们会讨论到谦卑。
We keep saying we humble before God.
我们很多时候我们会说我们在主的面前我们要来谦卑。
Sometimes I ask myself, is my humility the true type of humility?
有时候我也在问我自己，我的这些谦卑是不是主所喜悦的真的谦卑？
Because God is almighty anyway, and therefore I can say I cannot do anything.
因为主耶稣是全能的神，当然我们可以说我们没有办法做任何的事情。
However, I realize God oftentimes, if He desires to shape us, He will put us in a situation we have to be humble to others.
我在想说，也许主耶稣他要我们所做的是，我们不单是在神面前谦卑，我们在我们弟兄姐妹面前，我们也要谦卑。
Maybe someone who has less education degree than yours, academic degrees than yours.
也许在你周围有些弟兄姐妹，他们的学位比你低。
Maybe the person is younger.
也许弟兄姐妹的年龄比你年轻。
Maybe the person has a lower social status.
也许他们的社会地位也许更低下。
Maybe they have less experiences.
也许他们的经验更缺乏。
Maybe they are physically weaker.
也许他们的身体也非常的软弱。
But God will put us in a situation and we will cry out to those brothers and sisters, say, I need you. You are stronger than me. Help me.
也许神会把我们放到一个地步，会让我们说到，我需要你，你是我们的帮助。
Because we realize God is in control of everything.
因为我们知道一切都在神的掌管之中。
If we are going through frustration,
如果我们能够我们会遇到各样的一些困难，或者是我们会有很多的一些难受的时候。
God said, "Now is the time you value the member of the body of Christ."
也许那个时候就是主要我们能够来真正的意识到主类的肢体的需要的时候。
Once we realize we can acquire the fullness of Christ.
我们如果一旦知道我们在主耶稣基督里面可以得到丰富的话，丰盛。
And he is the head over every power and authority.
他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Another thing we will be amazed that we can be transformed into is that we will be courageous and super courageous.
我们可以发现一个非常让我们会惊讶的事，我们在这个地上我们会转变，我们可以转变成为非常勇敢的人。
Because Christ's fullness and his authority, his supremacy,is our resource, our backup.
因为主耶稣基督他的丰盛，他的权柄是我们的后盾，是我们的一切的资源。
He is the source of our strength.
他是我们能力的后盾，资源。
And Paul say in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 to 9.
保罗在腓立比书第四章八到九节这样说道。
He said, whatever is true, what is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的、若有什么德行、若有什么称赞、这些事你们都要思念。
And he continued on saying, whatever you have learned and received or heard from me, or seen in me, put it into practice.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行。
Wow!
Wow!
What did Paul do?
来看保罗他做了什么，他说了什么。
Paul said, whatever I have done.
他说不论有什么事情
，You do it.
你也要去做。
Then if Paul just went to high school, then that's fine. I go through high school as well. It's no big deal.
如果保罗是去了高中的话，他说哇，这个没什么，我也去过高中。
Then we better ask Paul, what do you mean? We can do the things you have done.
所以你可能会要问保罗说，哎，保罗，你是说的，你做的事情我们都要去做，是什么样的意义
？Paul is able to preach the gospel to different people.People who are under different culture background.
我们看到保罗，他可以和不同的人来传福音，和有不同的文化背景的人传福音。
With different language.
也许是说不同的语言的人传福音。
I'm sure you, for those of us who are first generation in America.
我想对我们来说，我们在我们移民的第一代。
When we go to a meeting, we're looking for Asian faces, and we feel more comfortable.
我们去一个会议或去一个聚会的时候，如果我们看到有亚洲人的面孔的话，我们就会感到非常的舒服。
Paul said, "No, don't stop right there. Talk to others."
保罗告诉我们说，不要停止在那个地方，你要和别人也要有交流。
And talk to them, not only just casual talk. Talk to them about gospel.
要和他们交流，不单只是好像随意的交谈，而且要跟他们传授福音。
Not only that, Paul talked to those who are his enemy, who tried to persecute him, tried to put him into death.
不但如此，保罗还和他的敌人有这样的传福音，和要陷害他的人传福音。
And he is able to travel to different places, unfamiliar areas, to preach about gospel.
他也赶到不同的地区，完全不熟悉的地区去传福音。
And he dared to use different methods.
他也敢用很多不同的方法来传福音。
And sometimes we feel, well, we try many things. This method works, let's keep on the things we know how.
所以有时候我们可能会说，我们试用不同的方法来传福音，但是只有这个办法可能是行得通的，所以我们就用这个办法来传。
Paul said, try everything, use every wisdom.
但保罗告诉我们说，我们要用尽不同的方法，用所有的智慧。
You know how to take pictures?
你不知道如何照相吗？你会照相吗？
Do you know how to draw?
你知道如何画画吗？
Do you know how to sing?
你知道唱歌吗？
You know how to play piano?
你知道弹钢琴吗？
Do you know how to speak different languages?
你会说很多不同国家的语言吗？
And Paul say, use them. Use every opportunity, every method you could to preach about gospel.
保罗告诉我们说，你使用你的所有的这些技能去传福音。
And he dared to set up and found different churches.
他也设立了很多不同的教会。
And he's able to establish a different study group, Bible study group.
也可以设立不同的一些查经组。
And he dared to talk to women.
他也敢去和姐妹们传道。
Men nowadays, we think, well, It's lucky we can get a wife, but actually we don't really understand female.
我们现在弟兄们说，我们能够有自己的太太真是很不容易。
And therefore, it is not my job to talk to those ladies about gospel.
所以我现在也没有精力再去和别的一些姐妹去传福音。
And ladies think, well, men always think about sports and work.
也许姐妹会想说，很多弟兄都所关心的就是体育上的事情。
I couldn't approach him.
我也没
couldn't approach guys.
因为他们都是关心体育方面的事情，所以我没有办法跟他们来传福音。
Or I couldn't talk to different age groups.
也许你会认为说，我没有办法和不同的年龄层次的人说话。
Paul said, approach them.
保罗告诉我们说，你们要去接近他们。
And he dared to suffer for Christ.
我们要愿意来为了神的缘故，为了福音的缘故来受苦。
He dared to transfer a church's financial offering to bring to another church.
我们要愿意来把我们教会的侍奉奉献带到别的教会有需要的教会。
Today, some of the leaders, we are embarrassed to say, "Can you offer more?"
有很多时候，也许我们作为教会的领袖，我们可能不好意思说你能不能有更多的侍奉？
Can you pay more?
你能不能给我们更多的奉献？
Because there's a need elsewhere.
因为在别的地方有需要。
Paul say, "Tell them this is body of Christ. We need money. Write your check now."
保罗告诉我们说，要告诉大家，这是神的肢体，我们有需要，来写下你的支票来奉献。
And he dared to suffer every way he could.For the sake of Christ.
他愿意为了福音的为了基督的缘故来吃苦。
How courageous.
是有何等的胆量。
Because he knows his source, his power is in Christ.
因为他知道他的能力他的资源是从主耶稣基督而来。
And therefore once he received the calling, he is courageous, he is brave, he dared to try anything he could.
也就是因为如此，当他听到有神的呼召的时候，他就有这样的勇气去试任何的事情。
Perhaps today God has a different calling to you.
也许今天神对你的呼召有不同。
Could be an engineer, could be a scientist, could be a teacher, could be a businessman.
也许是一个工程师，也许是科学家，也许是做生意的，也许是艺术家。
Could be a full-time dad, full-time mom.
也可能是全职在家的父亲或者是母亲。
But once you receive the calling, are you courageous enough to have a breakthrough in your calling?
但是我想重要的是，当你收到听到这样的呼召的时候，你有没有办法，有没有能力在圣灵的带领下有突破？
Because you have been tapped into the infinite fullness of Christ.
因为你已经受了神的呼召。
If you realize what you do is the true calling from God, you will be brave.
因为如果你知道你的呼召是从神来的呼召的话，你就会有胆量。
If our, we put our affection and our mind above,
如果我们把我们一切的思念都放在天上的事的话，
it will change our attitude on this earth.
它就会改变我们在地上的态度。
Knowing that we are already in Christ, we belong to Him.
如果我们知道，我们就会知道我们已经属于神，我们属于他。
And therefore, we can live with a confidence.
我们的生活，我们活着就会有把握。
And we live with attitude of thanksgiving.
我们就会有一个感恩的心来生活。
We won't be afraid of the cues from Satan.
我们也不会害怕撒旦的控告。
When we put our mind on the things above,
当我们思念我们上面的事的时候，
we will understand our mission and our obligation for the kingdom of God on this earth.
我们也知道我们在神国，我们在这个地上所有的责任。
Then all of a sudden, every people we may meet,
所以我们在那个时候，我们看到我们生命当中所遇到的每一位人。
Every social circle we got involved,
每一个我们社会交往的一个机会。
Is an opportunity for gospel,
也就是我们在地上来传福音的机会。
When we put our mind on the things above,
当我们思虑上面的事情的时候，
we can face difficulties, trials, and frustrations.
我们可以面对一切的困难，一切的挑战。
Because He is in control of everything.
因为我们知道神他掌管一切。
If we face troubles,
如果我们有遇到困难的话，
perhaps it's a way God is trying to shape us.
也许神在借这样的机会来磨练我们。
Or a way God is asking us, now is the time you need to be transferred to another area to continue to do my work.
也许正是那样的一个机会，是让我们能够转移到别的地方去继续神的福音的工作。
If we understand He is in control,
如果我们知道神是掌管一切的，
He has all the fullness,
他有一切的丰盛，
we will be courageous and no turning back for His calling.
我们就会有勇气，我们就会在他的呼召带领下往前行。
We got every resources waiting for us to use.
我们有所有的一切的资源来等着我们去使用。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are in this church together.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们一起在这个教会当中。
If we all put our mind and affection on the things above,
如果我们一切的思虑，我们一切的心都在上面的事的话。
We will please our Father.
我们就会让我们的父亲高兴满意。
And we use this attitude to deal with our family.
当我们用这样的心去来解决我们家庭的事情的时候，
to work with our fellow students and friends,
当我们用这样的心、这样的态度去和我们周围的朋友、我们的同事、同学相处的时候，
not only our life will be transformed.
不但我们的生命会被转变，
Their life will be as well.
他们的生命也会转变。
And that will be pleasing to our Lord.
那将是蒙神喜悦的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
You let us realize we are already in you.
你让我们知道我们已经是属于你的。
You are everything to us.
你是我们的一切。
And therefore, help us to be courageous.
所以请你帮助我们，让我们充满了勇气。
Help us to transform our mind.
让我们能够来转变我们的心。
And Lord, may we seek your heart.
主，我们这是愿意来接受你的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.